Oh, yeah. It's time to talk a little sports, and joining us right now is Scott Allen. He's a sports reporter for The Washington Post. Scott, good morning, and thanks for joining us on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, Mary. Thanks for having me.
So, big night tonight in sports. Both games happening almost simultaneously. You have the Wizards playing the Celtics, and you have the Caps playing the Penguins. And I have to ask you, because I find the Penguins, the Capitals, just to be so exciting right now, because they came back from what many thought was an insurmountable deficit. If they win tonight, how many other teams before them have done this?
A fair amount of teams in hockey have overcome the 3-1 deficit. The Capitals have done it themselves twice, but the narrative with this team, and one reason fans are probably feeling so nervous tonight, is that the Capitals are usually the ones who lose the Game 7. They've been in this 3-1 position before and lost. They've lost twice that way to the Penguins. So to be able to do it to the Penguins, who actually have blown a couple of 3-1 series leads in the last 3 years, would be extra sweet.
Oh, it would be so sweet. Tell me. I'm telling you, it would be great. And look, I mean, if you look at that last game, which was really, for the most part, a blowout, much bigger than it actually seems by the 5-2 score, because those last two scores were sort of fluky scores on the part of the Penguins late in the game. But, I mean, the Capitals were playing really exceptional hockey.
They were. That was, I think, by far their best performance this postseason, and I think it's why, with Game 7 in D.C., the home fans may not be... I mean, before Game 6, I think if you'd said the Caps and Penguins got to Game 7, at best, maybe fans here would think, well, it's a coin flip, it's 50-50. But with how well they played and how poor the Penguins looked, this was like a flashback to that dominant Caps team during the regular season. So if you can put the history aside, I think you have to feel somewhat good about the Capitals' chances tonight. But, of course, no fan who's been alive for any period of time can really dust away all the history.
So now, since they're going to win tonight, where do they go after this?
Well, the Senators beat the Rangers last night, so their opponent, should they win tonight, is set for the Eastern Conference Finals. And the Capitals haven't been to the Eastern Conference Finals since 1998. When they went on to the Stanley Cup, they got swept by Detroit. So the Senators are waiting for either the Capitals or Penguins tonight.
That's going to be great. I'm very excited about this.
Yeah, and very quickly, Braden Holtby has just been amazing, hasn't he? I mean, he's at the top of his game, is he not?
He is now. He's playing like kind of the rest of the team, his best hockey of the playoffs. He kind of struggled a little bit early in this series. He was pulled from... after two periods of Game 2, which was uncharacteristic for him, but he's really bounced back well and was, except for those two late goals, was pretty good on Monday.
Now, the other game that is being played tonight is the Wizards and the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what can we look for in that game? Because I can't watch both at the same time. I know there are some people who can do the picture-in-picture thing, but I can't do both at the same time.
Yeah, you need to prop an iPad up or somehow acquire a second screen, because this one should be great as well. The series is tied 2-2. They're going back to Boston. The home team has won the first four games, and that's what makes this game so important, mm-hmm. because the Wizards go down 3-2 in Boston, comes back to D.C. They've played great at the Verizon Center. They'll probably force a Game 7, but you don't want to have to go back to Boston in that environment. A place that you've struggled the road all season. So the Wizards, this almost feels like their Game 7 on the same night as the Caps, because they face a tough task if they go down 3-2.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there seems to be a lot of animosity between the Celtics and the Wizards. Is there some kind of history there that I should know about? Because they do seem to not like each other very much.
Yeah, there already was history coming into this series. A lot of hard fouls, some name-calling, some post-game incidents. The Wizards had what they dubbed the funeral game, where they all wore black before a November regular season game in Verizon Center. So you can imagine that the intensity has picked up in these playoffs. And there was an incident in Game 3, mm-hmm. where a Celtics player set a hard screen. He was called for an offensive foul, but a Wizards player took exception to it. Kelly Oubre Jr. got up and kind of shoved him to the ground, made contact with an official, and wound up getting suspended for Game 4. So Kelly Oubre Jr. is going to hear it tonight. He's back tonight for Game 5, but you can expect the Celtics fans to be all over him in TD Garden.
All right, Nats and the Orioles are playing, and it's not been a good series so far for the Nationals.
No, and it's bullpen woes again last night. Max Scherzer was, I think last time I was on, we talked about how he had another 10-plus strikeouts last night, put them in a position to win. And then the ninth inning, this time it was Eni Romero, who's in that bullpen closer carousel, who couldn't hold on to it. The Nats have struggled, you know, against the Orioles over the last few years. Now Baltimore comes to Nationals Park for two games starting tonight. So maybe they can get back on track and stop this losing streak.
Well, a lot of – and so if I have to watch just one game, which one's going to be more exciting?
I think you've got to prioritize the Capitals.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's the one. That's the game.
So Leonsis will be at the Capitals game, one guesses, but watching the Wizards on a screen there in the owner's box?
Exactly. Maybe on – yeah, he'll be on probably – I was going to say he would be watching on his cell phone, but that's only when he's courtside at Wizards games. So yeah, he should have a TV on the screen in his owner's box.
And if I could, very quickly, there's a story breaking this morning. It says that Clinton Portis, who is, of course, a legendary Redskin, has got some legal problems. Apparently they're looking for him because he's not paying his traffic tickets or hadn't showed up in court. Have you heard anything about this?
I woke up about 20 minutes ago, so thank you for the breaking news. I'll have to dig into that.
Well, okay. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to catch you off guard.
I love that that's the bar for professional sports when it comes to misbehavior. Unpaid parking tickets will not be tolerated.
That's
other
right.
Stuff, though, yeah, you know, we'll just you know, look the other way
well,
at that.
Well, apparently it's gotten to the point. It's not parking. It's apparently driving without a license and registration.
Again, that's where the bar is.
Yeah, but he's done it here and in Florida, and now they're looking for him. That's at least the report this morning. All right, listen, Scott. Listen, I really do appreciate it. You know, I'll tell you what, it is an exciting time in this town, and you got to admit that. I mean, whoever thought that we'd be in a situation where we have a winning baseball team, we got the Caps perhaps putting away the Penguins, you know, tonight. Was that your little penguin flap? Yeah, penguin flap. And then, of course, you know, the Wizards playing so well.
Yeah, and these are the nights you kind of dream of as a sports fan, and you hope that, you know, a week or two from now, we're no longer talking about this night as the biggest in recent DC sports history. Maybe there's bigger things to come.
Well, I look forward to speaking with you about the next level with the Capitals after tonight's game. Scott Allen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Have a good one.
You too. That's Scott Allen, sports reporter for The Washington Post.